True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
At some point this hour, we're going to give you a code word that could get you into Benson Boone.
And not just into the show, but a flight, hotel to Salt Lake City to go see him in his hometown.
Yeah.
Yes, and we want you to, while you're there, pay special attention. Look for one of the camera operators because he's the guy who got busted for peeing on clothes.
Hey, I don't think we should... Yeah.
What? No. Oh, it's a great prize. Like, you get to see you get to see Benson Boone, and you might just get sprayed by some.
No. You're going to see Benson Boone, and you might watch him do backflips.
Yeah.
Not might.
Yeah, for sure.
How many backflips did he do at Alice in Wonderland? Like 100?
It was at least 7.
And he would climb?
Yes. 7?
Yeah.
Dude, Erica, he climbed up the lighting rig and did it off of that. And you're like, oh my God. Like, I'm sitting here going, he's going to die on stage. And we're just,
our boss is filing through the insurance papers.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that he's going to have to give that up soon?
No.
Not soon.
Okay. He's looking great.
But in a few years.
Anyway, it's in about 30 minutes. We'll have a code word for you.
It's been mentioned on the show a few times that maybe Erica and Aaron should get a hold of Slacker's dating profile.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Maybe spruce it up a little or whatever. Like, run it through their filter a little bit. And I have an idea that we can try here. It's kind of like a mini version of that.
You know what I hate? I need to give a little backstory on how this show works.
Oh, no.
At any given point, I know it sounds like a well-oiled machine.
No, it doesn't.
I was being facetious.
Thank goodness.
But at any given point, like, we're in the middle of a song and then somebody's like, oh, I have something real quick I want to bring up. And we don't really prep each other on it because we're like if you were just sitting, like, I think of us as like four friends sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've heard that.
Okay. But like, and we're just having a conversation.
Right.
And you don't go like, hey, when the server brings back our drinks, I have a topic we're going to talk about. It's just like,
sometimes you do. Sometimes you're like, wait till we get our drinks.
Yeah. Right. But it's like, you would say, oh, I have this story. It's like, great. Can't wait for the song to end, so whatever. And TX, like, I have something I need to ask everybody or whatever. So I'm like, I have faith that it's probably about his failing marriage
or his
you know, failure as a father. The fact that he's just a fast food horker.
That one he could probably use.
Yeah. Right, but like...
Well, we might get to all that, but...
But instead, you lied, you misrepresented, you said this was about you, and you're making me...
I think you're actually going to be happy with this because I feel that Slacker is the perfect man. Because I have here a list of the hobbies that women find attractive. I wanted to run these hobbies by Aaron and Erica.
The women.
The women, yeah. See if they indeed do find them attractive and see if you do any of them. I think you're going to be surprised.
Hobbies aren't a personality, though. You can have great hobbies and a real bad personality.
I'm in the room. Why don't you let me concentrate my venom at him? Or do you want me to like just get a whole...
I think you're great.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. Buck, 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 buck.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Hobbies that women find attractive. Number 11, traveling.
There's 11.
Yeah, that's a hobby?
I couldn't do 10 because then it gets into controversial rankings. Oh, this isn't your thing.
Right. That's smart.
Okay.
Traveling. Good. You travel?
I do like to travel, but I haven't traveled in a long time.
Okay, but is that kind of a cliche? Does everyone put that on a dating profile? Like, I love to travel.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
when I was on the dating profiles, I feel like there's a whole... Aaron can probably back me up on this. I don't know if you were on dating profiles for very long.
Oh my gosh, forever.
There's a whole genre of women who put travel on their profile and they want to be... They're looking for a zaddy.
They're looking for someone who can finance the travel.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so
I'm amazed by people who find traveling to be a hobby because who's paying for
it? It's really expensive.
And I don't like to be out of my bed for very long.
That's not a hobby. that's not on my list.
I did used to travel and I would get back in. If I had a partner, I think I would do it. Like Aaron has mentioned wanting to travel alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know I can't travel alone because Erica would be FaceTiming me every day going like, are you okay?
Yeah,
you
I would be checking in.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
And you would answer the phone looking so lonely on purpose.
I'm alone in my room.
Oh my gosh, that's not traveling. That's crying.
You don't even want to leave your bed, weirdo.
No, like I love to travel and then I'm like, whoo, ready to go home.
Okay.
The next one on the list, hiking. Something you also do. You rock.
I hike. I enjoy
it. Love hiking. Don't do it alone too often.
Well, girls can't. Boys can. Nobody's trying to.
No, but then you're going to. Oh, you should not be hiking alone. Because then there's people like not like Slacker because he's not a serial killer. But men hiking alone who will kill you.
No.
I'm prepared.
With what? Bear spray?
Yeah.
You got stuff?
Yeah.
No, she didn't seem that prepared when you asked.
I don't have bear spray. I have pepper spray.
Okay.
Get some bear spray.
Yeah, get something. What if it's a bear?
That's another problem.
Okay. Here's my other thing back to dating sites. Like when I was on them, I have not deleted my profiles, but I am not on them. Like I deleted them all off my phone.
So if you see Slacker and you swipe he's not there.
That's the other genre. And then if they're hikers, then I don't want to date them because they're like too into it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to get with somebody who's like, it's 6 a.m. Let's go somewhere. It's like some Saturdays we're just going to get Prosecco out.
Right.
Yeah. Or like we could squeeze another one in
afternoon. We can't though.
We already
went. We're done.
Okay. But you rock. That's good. That counts. Number 9, photography.
I don't find that very attractive.
Really?
Really? It's kind of artsy.
Yeah, if a guy was like, here, pose for me. Let me paint you like one of my French girls.
I actually went on a hiking date once and he taught me photography on it. And I took a really cool picture of a bird flying.
So Aaron is the girl who made this list.
Are you 3 for 3? Do you like all these hobbies so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8, swimming. Swimming a good hobby? I think...
Now I'm out.
Okay. But you like to snorkel.
Yeah.
You have before. Swimming, are we just thinking about the body? Are we thinking about that swimmer?
And it's a good workout. I don't know.
Erica's, you haven't liked any of these.
I'm okay with hiking and traveling.
You wouldn't date a guy who did any of these things so far.
I'm okay with all of it in moderation. Don't be telling me we're going on a 15 miler today. Especially swimming. I would die.
But if he's wearing that Speedo the whole time.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Mm. Leaves nothing to the imagination.
See, I feel like you're envisioning me in the Speedo. You have to envision a swimmer in a Speedo.
Yeah, somebody hot. Who'd look good like Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
No. Have you seen his arms?
What?
They're weird.
They're great.
He's got like webbing.
He's got a weird swimmer's back, but.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Another one down. that I know you do, gardening.
Huh? Yeah.
Are you like a gardener guy?
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. Shows you can take care of
Is this about them verifying these things, or are we trying to build me up here? Which are we doing?
I was hoping both.
I think we're doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you do a lot of these on the list, and we're just getting started, baby.
Maybe you could work on that swimmer's body, though. Anyway, you want to go to your next one?
Let me see the speedo. What number are you on right now?
That was 7. Let's do number 6, writing. You are a writer.
Write, R-I-T-E?
Yeah.
You write songs.
Yeah, you write songs.
What? What? Okay,
well.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, my God. There are all these women leaning into the radio going, I might give him a whirl. R-I-T.
Yeah. Whirl also starts with W.
Okay. Can you finish the list in a second? Because we're running out of time.
Okay. Painting.
No, just no. How about we just
a second? Oh, okay. I'll tell you what's next.
Now there's only 4 left.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We've had enough time. Kiek was doing a list of hobbies that may be about me, but they're hobbies that women find hot on a man.
Yep. Slacker Show research team has been hitting the pavement. They've been surveying women.
Well, you know what the Slacker Show research team didn't do, Tiak?
Yeah.
They didn't write a song about it.
No, but I did. Because we went from hot hobbies to hot bees, and I realized... H-O-T-B-I-E-S.
Hoppies.
Hot bees are the bleeping best. That was a little bit of a plagiarism from the hot dog kid who sings that song. Anyone seen that?
The hot dog kid?
H-O-T-O-G-S. Yeah, I missed a letter there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, do yours again.
H-O-T-B-I-E-S. Hot bees.
Yeah.
Hot hobbies.
Okay.
And so far, Slacker does a lot of them. He travels, he hikes, he gardens, and he's a writer.
Right. And we're to number 4, 5 on the list.
Yes.
And I have placed a bet on DraftKings on what I think number 5 is. Okay. Is it painting?
It is.
How did I do it?
Oh, if you weren't here for the last break.
Tiak said it. He ruins a lot of things.
Do you paint?
No.
I mean, I can paint a wall, but I don't paint.
That's not what they're talking about.
You know, have you seen Ed Sheeran's paintings?
However, my fiance was a house painter for a time before we met.
But that's not a hobby.
No, but I find it an attractive quality that he could paint our home at any time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of hot to know, like, I got it.
He can work with his hands.
It's a skill.
But have you seen Ed Sheeran's paintings, is what I'm saying. I think I could do that. Oh. Ed Sheeran's
releasing art. He basically just does the abstract thing where it's like dip a paint in and then just go, or a brush and then just go like flick it and it goes like paint splatters.
Oh, like a Jackson but then Pollock kind of look.
Is that who does that?
He's the splatter
guy. Yeah. Oh yeah, Ed's paintings are great. Does he have to do everything?
He does. And he's, but I think, so there was a time around COVID that I thought I could do that. It's not as, like, I bought the canvases and I did the whole thing.
Oh, cool.
Do you have it hung up?
It's on its way to a landfill. I would never, they were terrible. Oh. It's not as easy as it looks. Even, you're just, at the end, you're like, no, that just looks dumb. And I tried the paint can in the air and you do
No, you have not.
Yeah, swings around.
Yeah, swings around. Yeah, I just destroyed a whole part of my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Okay.
Anyway, not a painter.
So not a painter. Yeah, sorry.
Number four, I don't know if you do this one or not. Woodworking. Is that a hot hobby?
Would you like it if a guy woodworked? Like if he made you a little jewelry box or he made you...
It's not woodworking, but wood burning. Where you burn like illustrations into wood. So my fiance made me a charcuterie board that has our names on it and the mountains and flowers.
Ooh.
He wood burns?
Yeah. He did it all without me knowing, which was pretty weird.
That's cool. I thought you just meant starting a fire.
No.
Okay.
That too is wood burning. Okay. See, he has the kit. He has the thing.
I have never seen it, but apparently.
Yeah. That doesn't concern you? That's a weird thing to hide from your fiance.
He was doing it as a surprise.
Right. But now that you know, shouldn't he occasionally wood burn
he's
in front
got
of you?
So much stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you a woodworker?
I can make stuff with wood.
Like what?
I can make anything you want. We come to my garage in the area that's not stained by paint. I made all the shelves in my garage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got tools. Okay. I got saws.
I would say that's not him, but that's
I have
attractive.
A compound miter box.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you can make a stool or something.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. Now we're really getting into slacker territory.
These are, here we go.
Cooking.
Oh, yeah.
A man who can cook. Come on.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, when I don't have to do it, hallelujah.
But how soon is too soon? Not that I have, there's nobody on the dating horizon, but how soon is too soon to say, like, you can't first date cook.
No, probably not second either, but third.
Yeah.
Third, you're like, well, I want you to come over.
Yeah. Let's cook together. Yeah.
No.
Because also by the third date, you're comfortable and you're ready to do something that's not just like, let's go get a drink. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What if the third date he makes you his special chicken parm? And then for the fourth date, he makes you like his special chicken parm. And then for the sixth.
So you only know how to make chicken parm?
Yeah. What if you're figuring out, oh, he knows his one thing.
He's got the one
but
trick.
He's got it down.
He's got it. Yeah.
He
wired.
Could learn T-Hack more.
You can make chicken parm?
No.
Oh, you thought I can only make one thing?
No, I'm just wondering, like, how many things do I have to learn?
Can I
just get one down?
You got to become like a good grill.
Because you're known for like your ribs. You're known for a few different things.
And I think, let me ask you guys this. Would you be, like, would it bother you if I had a recipe out?
No.
No.
Here's the thing. I don't ever.
Okay.
But like, it would bother me. If somebody was like, I'd like to make you dinner. And then they're just like, hold on, 2 cups. Like, I don't measure anything.
I cook. Judge a woman if she invited you over and said, I want to cook dinner for you. And she was making sure the proportions were correct.
Kind of.
What if it's something new? As well.
No, you don't bring me over with something new. You're bringing me in on your A game. You got to, like, you make gnocchi like nobody's business. You make it. Like, I want to walk in and watch you just get after it. Like, you making me pasta from scratch? Let's go. But if you're like, hold on, 2 cups of, no, I don't like that. Then you can't cook. Mm-hmm. You can follow a recipe. It's different.
Anyone can cook.
Right, but it means you got to cook. You got to go and you stick your pinky in it and you go,
and how do you get to that point? Following recipes. Yeah.
Right, but then don't invite me over till you got one. Mm-hmm. Till you got one wired.
Gosh, very
you
pretentious.
Are nuts.
My wife doesn't ever use a recipe
correct.
For stuff. And that's why it's hard for me to learn.
Your wife is better than all of us, though.
No, it's hard for me to learn because she's just like, oh, it just needs this. And I'm like, I don't.
Maybe just taste it and then figure
how
it out.
How do I? Okay. I don't. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Number two, still slacker territory. The hot bees playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Unless you go let me play this song for you. And you make me sit there and watch you play a whole song.
All just careless whisper.
No. Yeah, like in college, all the boys played guitar. It was so awful.
What if you just had my chicken parm?
And you said, I want to play a song for
you? I'm never going to dance again.
No.
Guilty feet have
that
got
gives me
no
like
rhythm.
I don't want to be serenaded like that. I don't know. Do you enjoy that?
And then out of the blue, Tiak is up in the balcony with the saxophone.
Here, wait. I think there's a difference. I'm realizing Aaron's boyfriend is a musician, but it's not like he's going to go, want to watch me play the drums?
No, you can't serenade with the drums.
You right. can, kind of. Some no. songs. Wipe out.
Wipe out?
So Slacker plays guitar, and that's, you said?
I play piano, too.
And piano? Yeah, what about piano? Is that...
We'll I just don't do it and... just for me. Maybe there's other people there or you're just fiddling around. That's fine. But don't be like, let me play you something.
I think piano's perfect because guitar, you have to bring it yourself. And then you're that guy of like, I brought my guitar if anyone. But a piano, yeah. there's always just, there's one there. Yeah, and then you can be goaded like, into
oops,
playing.
What if a girl could sit down on the bench with you?
Ooh. It's a move I have perfected.
Oh, I've never.
We've not been around a piano.
I don't want to sit with you.
I'm never going to dance again. You want to give the last
the
one?
The last one, yeah. The hottest hobbies in men, it's reading.
Come Sorry, on, man. Slacker. Do this. You can do this.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.